public maybe.
They look a home over there, that's right. They look a home over there, that's right. Whenever I.
They won't take no cats.
All right, wait, please stay. I pledge allegiance to the body, God's holy word. Land in my feet, a light in my path, his word will hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior who is king of his saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, alive and living to all believers. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. I do remember Randy Winston, he's in the hospital with pneumonia again, so let's pray for him and David, all right? Okay. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Strons, Glass Keating, Children's Home in India, Randy, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Eagle, Bill, Devin, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Corbin Little, Rose Buff, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Clark, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Smith, Kim Seaman, Miss Brown, Richard Van Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones. Kenna's sick this morning. She's got a fever, so pray for her. Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Ken Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, David Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley. Patsy's been in the hospital, so pray for her. Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Richard White Longman, Mike Page, Emily, Missy Morgan, Emily and Billy Canuck. You got any thing needs to be added or take away? Okay. Yes, I understand.
Y'all please pray for me. Pray for the whole family from the daycare. Please pray for me. Please.
Okay.
And y'all pray for me.
Anybody got anything on their hearts?
I'd like to thank you for saving and for all the blessings and the blessings and just always keep praying. I keep praying for y'all.
I just want to thank them for saving. Thank him for all his blessings. I never been alone. Y'all would be with me.
Anyway.
But I've been, Debbie said this, you know, very far away. Last week, 18 years ago. I, like you say, I have a lot of blessings through the years. He never believed me. I remember, I've been very dear for me before. And for his soul, I don't know what to do. But the Lord made me strong. I stand in the living room this week and I'm thinking about it. Thank you, Lord. I have a mouth, strong in my mouth. I have a water, I have a light, I have a food. What else can I ask? He just loved me, blessed me every day. I just want to thank you today for everything he does for me every day. He loved me very much. Thank you, Savior. Please pray for me.
When I seen her out there the other day, I was hoping that y'all would ask her to church.
I haven't yet.
So, don't give up. Keep asking.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm laughing myself at thinking about Christy, what she did to me. She'd come home and tell me what happened at church and curiosity, you know, how it kills a cat. Or you get its head stuck in the jar.
Yeah.
I got my head stuck in the jar.
Oh.
And I don't want it out. Anyone else this morning? I'll pray for a preacher. Hey, he's going to go up and be in a meeting in the mountain. I hope the Lord bless you.
Oh, I think he will.
Anyone else? I just want to take a moment to thank the Lord for what he's done for me. I can never repay him.
Amen.
The best thing he ever done was save
him. Amen.
The next best thing he's ever done is kept
him. Amen.
I can't keep him, but he can keep me.
Amen.
Amen. Just hope he keeps using it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, amen.
You know, some of these older people that we work with, you know, they're older, you know, they're, you know, some of our customers in their 80s and 90s. And they're like, yeah, I used to do this myself. Boy, I ain't climbing up on the ladder cleaning over there. It's right over there. But you know, it makes me realize that there's going to be a day when I'm going to need somebody to climb that ladder for me.
Yep.
Jeremy looks over and says, you got to go to her house. But you know.
Quivering in my mind.
Yeah. But you know how it is. I thank God for all that he's done.
Amen.
And let's do pray for the outcome of the election.
Yes.
I mean,
I voted Friday.
All right.
I'm going to get it over with. I said, I hope they don't lose these ballots.
Yeah, did you vote paper ballot?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. That's what you need to do. But, you know, there is, believe it or not, people, really and truly, I have met some of these people, and they're nice folks. I mean, it's like all three of the candidates for our Republican school board, I know all three of them personally. And they're great people. And they want to do a good job. They want to do a good job. You know, your school, your county commissioners, these guys that are running, they want to do a good job. They want to make a difference. Now, whether they keep that one or not is a different thing. But I'm going to tell you something. From our last election, the three school board members that got in, they have done exactly what they said they were going to do. Exactly. They kept their promise. Now, I know not all of them want to. Folks, there's bad apples in every bunch. And it seems like our government's got a lot of bad apples. But you know, eventually, if you keep throwing the bad apples in, throwing the bad apples out, excuse me.
God can use bad apples.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he can even change them.
Yep.
But, you know, we can't, they can't, he can't. So, just pray for that out, you know, just pray. The Lord will put in the people what needs to be put in. Mm-hmm. You know, we sit here and make all these big brags about how God can change things. He can change that too.
Yep.
How prayer changes things.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need to put our faith in them. We need to put our faith in God. And God's going to keep them in the right place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm listening up about apology, Joe. All right. All came with us. Come and pray. Sing some songs. Let's worship the Lord today. Show him truly thankful for what he's done for you.
Amen.
Hey, but yet, thank you for the things he ain't done yet that he's going to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Father, we come to you this morning with a humble heart. Lord, we pray with all of our heart, Lord, that you will just take each one of these names that's on this prayer list, Lord. We pray, God, whatever the thing that is in their life that needs to be fixed, Lord, we pray that you will fix it. Lord, we pray this morning for the ones that are sick on there and need your touch, Lord, to be healed. We pray, God, that you do it. The ones that are lost, Lord, that you might save them. Lord, whatever the need may be, it is no match for you. You can take care of it. We know that with our hearts. Lord, we pray this morning for Rainy Wednesday in bed. Lord, we pray, God, that you would touch that man. Lord, that you would help him. Lord, if he ain't saved, Lord, that you would save him before it's too late. Lord, we don't know where he stands with you. But Lord, you know. And we pray, God, that whatever the situation may be, Lord, before it's too late, God, that he will surrender. One of yours if he's not already. Lord, we pray, God, for those folks that's been hit by this hurricane. We pray, God, for the ones that have lost all that they've had, Lord, that you would do like you did with Brother Joe. Lord, just restore more than what they had before the storm ever come. Lord, that you give them grace, mercy, Lord, and faith to be able to make it through what they're going through. Lord, we pray, Lord, for this election. Lord, we pray, God, that you will make it go the way that you would have it to go, not us. We pray, God, that you would bless this little church and everyone that's in it. Oh, Lord, I won't forget about Kenna this morning, Lord. She's sick and running fever. Lord, just pray, Lord, that you just touch her. And God, we just pray, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Lord, how you've opened our eyes to things that we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for the people that you have put in our lives. The ones here at this church, the ones out there that we deal with each day. Lord, new friends that you give us in the past few years. You're richly blessed us in many, many ways. God, and I thank you for your blessings, how you've helped us, and how you've opened our eyes to things. Lord, it's just amazing how it is that people say that you're not real, but I see so much in my life that proves that you are. I thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, Lord, with all my heart, that you'll bless this service, that you'll help us this morning as we stand to break the bread of life. God, that the message that you've given us, Lord, will be good for the sheep. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. I start coughing, I'll just keep singing.
Traveling on, which flames deeper.
I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
One thirteen. Down at the cross where my Savior died, that wherefore cleansed me from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. Then at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious Son, that they saved from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast up your soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
And I want you to pray for me because I was singing three songs that are hard to sing.
Oh,
but I have in my heart that I want to sing it.
Yes.
Consider the lilies that don't hold no span, and there nothing can with its splendor today. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant also, but they are defending the master who watches them grow. We heavenly Father above with a heart filled with mercy, heart filled with love, you really care when you have bought and unload. Consider the lilies and then to be seen, to care about you. We have a living Father, Abba, we feel with mercy and heart filled with love. We really care when we get by our own. Consider the limits and then will you know.
Amen.
Okay, I was singing a song, they call it How Great They Are, but I was singing in Spanish. It's How Great They Are.
That's right.
Señor mi Dios, al contemplar los cielos, el firmamento y las estrellas mil, oír tu voz en los potentes truenos y ver brillar el sol en tu cenit. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Al recorrer los montes y los valles y ver las flores al pasar, al escuchar el canto de las aves y el murmurar de tu claro manantial, mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Cuando recuerdo todo el amor divino que desde el cielo el Salvador envió al buen Jesús, que por salvarme vino y en una cruz sufrió por mí murió. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Cuando el Señor me llame a su presencia, el dulce hogar al cielo de esplendor, le adoraré cantando la grandeza de su poder y su infinito amor. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona esta canción, cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él.
One day at a time, she says,
Just give me the strength to do every day what I has to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when walking among me, when she said, you know, his heart looking below, is for now a day, cheating is stealing, violence and crying. So for my sake, teach me today, one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's just what I ask from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I has to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Hey, bless you.
In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse number
5.
1 Kings 3, 5.
I
First Kings chapter 3, verse 5. Church, I'm gonna ask you a question this morning. If you were given a choice, which would you be? Smart or wise?
Wise.
Who says wise? Now, what's the difference between being smart and being wise? To having a high level of intelligence or ability to learn and solve problems quickly. Okay, being smart is having a high level of intelligence. All right, wisdom implies a deep understanding gained through life experiences, allowing one to make sound judgments and apply knowledge effectively in a complex situation. In other words, being smart is about adequately, you know, having knowledge. But being wise is about applying it with judgment and insight into human nature. In other words, the difference is you can be as smart as a wheel. And if you don't have the knowledge of knowing how to use what you know, then what good is it? Now, I've borrowed this from Brother Jerry. You know, it's been a long time since I used my place. But I do remember how to use it. The only difference is, mine used to have a little wheel here to turn up the volume.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
Super. Super.
Yeah. Now, I know, I'm smart enough to know, if I push that wheel and I push down on that lever, I should be able to make fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's smart. But are you smart enough, or no, let me back up, are you wise enough to apply? You can hold that ladder, in your hand all day long. But do you have the ability to push on that little wheel and push that button, you're not accomplishing nothing.
Yeah.
Now, does that make sense? That, you know, that makes all the difference in the world of being smart and being wise. Knowing how, you can know little and know how to apply a little and do more than someone who knows a lot and don't know how to apply.
Yes. Amen.
Now we're going to study about a man who had enough of sense, and I'm going to say common sense, to know that he didn't have what it takes to do the job that he was assigned to do. And he asked God for wisdom to be able to apply what he knows and to be able to do it to benefit himself and the people around him. We're going to start reading verse number 5. In Gideon there appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. Alright, God's asking a question to Solomon. What is it that I can do for you? What can I give you? What do you need? Sounds like a legitimate question, don't it?
Yep.
Alright. And Solomon said, now Solomon's answering God. He says, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. And according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and uprightness of the heart with thee, and thou shalt keep for him, thou hast kept for him the great kindness that thou hast given him, a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now we know that David was what? He was a man of God's own heart, wasn't he? Now, you know, Solomon's daddy is King David.
Yes.
Who we know has messed up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, David really messed up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But God still blessed him. You know, God's a forgiving God. Yes. Makes you glad? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'm glad for David. God's forgiven. I need his forgiveness every day. I know I've got, I'm saved to the uttermost.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
But God has to still overlook a lot of stupidity that I do.
Amen.
Amen. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. And I know not how to go out and come in. In other words, you know what Solomon's saying? I ain't got sense enough to come out of a shower room. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes I'm that way.
Yeah.
I ain't got the good sense the Lord gave a Billy Goat. And thy servant, in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be known nor counted for multitude. This little boy is over a great nation of people. And he's like, Lord, I ain't got sense to come in and out. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thou so great people? Look what he's asking for. He's asking for understanding heart to judge thy people. He's asking the Lord to give him an understanding heart.
Yep.
That is hard for us today doing.
Oh, yeah.
To try to understand what it is that others are going through.
Yes.
You know, I think one reason why we're so reluctant to try to understand is because if we do understand, we might have to actually do something.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of that, me included. Right now, church, I'm asking the Lord to give me an understanding heart. Folks, the shepherd, a shepherd, if you're looking at sheep, and you're looking at that shepherd, he's got more than just one job. It's more than just feeding the sheep.
Yes.
It's more than just protecting the sheep. He's got to take care of them.
Yes.
More than just beating off wolves and making sure that they're getting fed. Mm-hmm. He's got to make sure that they're getting water.
Yeah.
That they're, when they're sick, that they need health care. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking physical, I'm talking spiritual. And a lot of times, I find myself falling short. Not only, you know, I'm just saying, I'm praying that the Lord will give me an understanding heart. In other words, just like what King Solomon was asking here. He's asking the Lord for wisdom.
Yes.
To understand the people. Not just to rule over them. But to understand their problems. To understand what it is that they're going through. Whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like the Lord has helped me a long way from Drake. That young man needs. He needs men in his life. That will take the time to understand and to try to explain to him things about the world. When he first come here, I was having a problem trying to understand how to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you, with the help a brother had, I'm being able to come to a little bit more understanding and patience. You know, if he's not here on Wednesday or Sunday night, I miss him. He'll get over and he'll try his best to play the missions. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad the Lord sent him. I'm glad he sent him. Because it's such a blessing to see someone try so hard to do something for the Lord. Amen. Understanding heart to judge thy people that they may discern, that I may discern. I may discern between good and bad. He's wanting the knowledge, folks. He don't want just to be smart. He wants the knowledge to know how to act. Church, you're going to have to kind of, I mean, I've been here since 2012. I preached for 10 years before I ever become a pastor. And I'm still trying to learn to be a pastor. I still find myself falling short so many times as a pastor. And this morning I pray that the Lord would give me that understanding heart, that I might be able to discern between good and bad, what is right and what's wrong. I don't want to be smart. I want to have wisdom. Because you can have intelligence with wisdom. You don't, you know, you got, you know, we got all these young folks, they're all messed up in life. Because us bunch of idiots have told them, oh, you can't make it in life unless you go through 20 years of school. You know what I have noticed in the last few months? That I'm hearing people saying, young folks, if you don't want to go get all that college debt, why don't you go to technical school and learn a trade rather than college?
Yes.
I have heard people, I'm going to be honest with you, I see it in a school board debate for Catawba County and heard one of our candidates for school board say that very thing. Not all kids need to go to college. That one's got my vote.
Amen.
Amen. You can be, like I said, you can be smart as a whip. And if you don't know how to take the little ladder, push the little wheel down to where it circles and hit the button, you ain't going to get nothing with it. All the smarts in the world, and you can die and go right straight to hell.
Yes.
But if you have the knowledge of God, knowledge don't come from man. Knowledge comes from God.
Amen.
I mean, listen to what he says there. Thy servant, give therefore thy servant understanding heart. These schools are not teaching them about the heart. They're not teaching them understanding of the heart. They're educating that thing on top of their shoulders, making it smarter. So they think. Folks, God is the one who gives knowledge because it is a heart thing. Knowledge is not a head thing. Knowledge is a heart thing. And Solomon knows that because he asked God to give him understanding. Understanding heart to give judgment, not judge thy people. He's wanting a heart. When he has something to come before him that he needs to judge on, he don't want to just use his noggin. He wants something from the inside. And glory to God this morning, what have you got living on the inside? Jesus. Knowledge that comes from the heart comes from the Lord. Amen. He wanted something this morning, glory to God, that's going to help his people. And I'm asking God this morning to help me help the people. Amen.
Amen.
We get all wrapped up in this world. You know, I seen, it was a, I caught just a little bit of the walls. And it was Mary Ellen and Aaron. Aaron said that there was something that happened that, you know, Aaron said, boy, this world's changing. Mary Ellen looked over and said, no, both. The world ain't changing. Times are not changing. God ain't changing. Man is changing.
Yeah.
The earth is still the earth. You drop an acorn out there in that dirt, you're going to have an oak tree.
Yep.
Time is still going on. It will not stop. Folks, the only time machine that's ever been made was a Lamborghini. And it won't even do 88 miles an hour. You cannot go into the time. You're not going to go back into the past.
Amen.
Time cannot be changed. Now listen, now next month they're going to change the time. It's because man just turned the clock forward.
Yes.
No, back. Fall back. Excuse me. Backwards. Time is still the same. He didn't change nothing but a clock.
Yeah.
But man has changed.
Yeah.
Instead of seeking wisdom from God, we're looking to be smarter, made smart by man.
Yes.
Solomon had the right idea. He had the right idea.
Yes.
He asked God for an understanding heart. He also asked God to give him discernment between good and bad.
Yes.
So he could do the job that God had assigned him to what? To be over the people. I wonder, is our next president going to ask for that? Either one of them that it is. Even the one that we claim to be the good one. Or the one that we claim to be the bad one. Is he or she going to ask God to give them an understanding heart to rule over the people? Is he or she going to ask God to give them this discernment between good and evil? It's very doubtful. Be the one. So you know what it's going to have to be? It's going to have to be us, the people, the church, that says, Lord, give me understanding of my heart to be able to take care of my family, to take care of the church, to help people that's around me, to care. Going to take us. Now I'm going to leave off right there. I was planning on getting further than that, but the Lord has really helped me with it. I tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you folks. I'm getting help today. I don't know about you, but God is really helping me in ways that it's just unbelievable. I love the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to be more for it. So we'll be back up there tonight. And we'll see what happens with the answer that Solomon gave the Lord, how the Lord reacts to it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Give us the Lord. You go home, come back safe tonight, God. Ten rich enemies.
Amen.
You have a good day, my love. You have to show them, I'm going.
Yeah.
So. Think back. Do what? I'm going to say on maybe plan. Oh.
I'm with the hot wagon.
Yeah.
That's fine. It'll be all right.
I see you tonight.
I'll be working on that. So I have some.
All right.
But I'll be there.
It's all the night. I got a lot of cars.
Yeah. You two sisters. Oh, I got one deal. Turn it flat.
Yeah.
That's from North Carolina.
That's in the water. Yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
I had to think about it. I have to go to jail. To do longer. And then she'll come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's in the apartment.
I don't think her kid.
Washing her eyes. So you going up the mountain?
Boy, it really turned cold.
Yeah.
Like, it did. It's in time.
Yeah.
I got a picture on my car.
Okay.
Well, this driveway, I slid off there. Car, all these cars.